الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفاه. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. With a new or in a new gathering, and one of the circles of ilm, we meet once again. To speak about one of the pillars of Islam that we have spoken about for a couple of days. It is the pillar of Siyam, of fasting, the month of Ramadan. And as everyone knows, that it is obligatory upon every Muslim with certain conditions that we are going to clarify in a while. But it is obligatory upon every Muslim whom these conditions are available with. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. The month of Ramadan, which and it was the descending of Quran as a guidance to mankind and evidences and proofs of guidance and distribution between the truth and false. So as one of you witnessed the newborn moon of the month of Ramadan, then he must intend to fast and fast this month from the following day. And as we all know that the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, which is agreed upon, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسٍ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج بيت الله الحرام لمن استطاع إليه سبيلا. Islam is established on five pillars, witnessing the two testimonies of faith, performing salah, fasting during the month of Ramadan, giving out zakah, and performing Hajj. For those who are able to reach the innocent house of Allah in Mecca, there are conditions, there are two categories of conditions related to fasting. One category is for the obligation of fasting, that clarifies that fasting is obligatory upon these people who can adhere to these conditions. And these are four conditions. First is Islam. So fasting is not obligatory upon the one who is not Muslim, or the one who rejected Islam, as he is kafir, and Allah Ta'ala does not accept from the kafir any of the deeds that he does, which are part of the worship. The second is bulugh, reaching the age of maturity. And by that, it becomes obligatory upon the person who is mature already to fast the month of Ramadan. And there are signs for reaching age of maturity. There is no limited age, but there are signs. From that is the growth of the pubic hair and armpit hair. Beside, the ejaculate of semen, whether in awakeness or in a dream. And the third is reaching the age of maturity, which is, and most of the occasions will be 15 years old, but can be lesser. And there is a fourth sign that is a special sign for females, and that is the menses. Once the female have menses, have menstruation, blood, then she already reached the age of maturity. And then every pillar of Islam is obligatory upon her. The third is sanity. As if one does any worship and the absence of sanity or being unsanate, then this worship is not considered to be acceptable. Because it is very important to do the worships while being sanate. So for those who are unsanate, it is not obligatory. The fourth is ability. So who is unable to fast during the month of Ramadan, whether because he is too weak as an old person, or he is too sick to fast, whether this sickness would be affected by fasting, and the issue of getting worse, or and the longer period of purification. So this person should not fast because he's unable. The second category of conditions of fasting is consisting of six conditions. Three of them were already mentioned, and the conditions of obligations, which are Islam, sanity, so it's only two, Islam and sanity, were mentioned in the conditions of obligation of fasting. And they are also repeated in the conditions of acceptance of fasting. So Islam is a condition for acceptance of fasting, as well as it is a condition of obligation. So if the person is Muslim and meets the other three conditions of obligation, then it is obligatory upon him. If he is Muslim but he doesn't reach one of these, for example, not yet mature, then it is not obligatory upon him, but it is acceptable for him to fast. And on the conditions of obligation, there is another condition, which is residency. As if the person is Muslim, mature, senate, able to fast, but he is not in residence, he's a traveler, it is not obligatory upon him to fast. But it is optional. It is optional. This condition is not seen in the conditions of acceptance. Because although it is not obligatory upon a traveler to fast, but if he fasts, it's acceptable. The second condition of acceptance is woman being free of blood of menses. And the third is the woman being free of blood of birth. The fifth is Tamyiz, which is the age of distinguishing between the good and bad for children. If they know what is good, what is bad, what can harm, what can not harm, this then is the age where the worshipping deeds are accepted if they're done by this child, although it is not an obligatory upon him. The sixth and last condition of acceptance of fasting is the intention that which has to be established from the night before reaching the dawn time. That is in the obligatory fasting. But optional fasting, even if it is established any time in the day with the condition that the person did not eat or drink or enjoyed sexual enjoyment between Fajr and the time of intending to fast. And there are sunan for fasting that the Muslim should take care of while fasting. From these is to break fast very quickly once the sun sets. Do not delay for making sure once the sun sets, then you break fast. The second is to delay the meal of sahur. To the closest time of Fajr. To limits that there will be only 15 to 20 minutes before Fajr. That is the best time for taking the meal of sahur. But you should hold earlier than Fajr 20 minutes or whatever. Even up to the last moment, not minute, you still can eat and drink. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 187, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Eat and drink until the white light is seen and distinguished from the black white, a black light of the night at the time of dawn. From the sunan is when you take your breakfast, you say the dua that Imam al-Dharqutni reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. Thirst is gone, veins become wet, and the reward is given by the willing of Allah, by the will of Allah. And from the sunan is to break fasting with fresh dates. If not, then any dates, as it is reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood on their sunan, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Also from the sunan is that when you don't find dates, you break fasting with water. And from the sunan is to make last thing you eat and breakfast in Sahur, dates. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'ma sahur al-mu'min al-tamr. The best of the sahur of believer is tamr, is dates. From the sunan of fasting, the character of Muslim during fasting, as patient and being up on good manners. And if anybody fired him or called him or call him, then he should say, Inni Saim, I'm fasting, I don't respond to you. From the sunan is to do as much good deeds as you can during fasting. And from the sunan is to make dua when you are fasting and at the time of iftar. From the things that the Muslim should avoid while fasting is perhaps eating, drinking, or anything can be sufficient from eating and drinking. Also, sexual intercourse by having the head of the male private part disappears into the woman's private part. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا الْتَقَى الْخِتَانَانِ وَجَبَ الْغُسْلِ. When the two places, when the places of the two private parts of male and female circumcision. When the two places of circumcision of the male and female meet each other, then that is the time when ghusl is obligatory, when fasting is broken or invalidated. But other than that, any enjoyment away from ejecuting the semen is permissible and does not invalidate fasting. It's not obligatory to take shower. If you do not insert the male private part, even the head of it, into the woman private part, there is no shame in talking about this. This is what the Prophet ﷺ explained. So one knows, because if we keep feeling shy of that and not learning, you may practice that and invalidate your fasting for many years and you don't know, because you have no knowledge of that. As some people say that, why you talk so open and clear? And my response to that is what the Prophet ﷺ said to somebody who passed by and said, Ya Rasulullah, see if one enjoys his wife without having the two private parts inserted, and his private part inserted into his wife's private part. Is there any ghusl? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he, the man, makes her they call it in Arabic ijihad, reach the point of ejecuting, and that is by inserting his private part in her into her private part, then ghusl is obligatory. And he looked to Aisha who was with him, and he said, we do that, me and this woman. So the Prophet ﷺ wanted to show us that although it is shame to speak about these things in normal circumstances, but in circles of knowledge, no shame, because this is what Allah Ta'ala wants us to know and do and avoid. So kissing, touching, sleeping together is not a cause of invalidating fasting and not a cause of taking shower, unless semen is ejected or there is the male private part is inserted even for a fraction of a second into the female private part, which is explained in the Sunnah by the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, إِذَا إِلْتَقَ الْخِتَانَانِ. The ulama said this means, in Arabic, I'm going to say it in Arabic, إِذَا غَابَتْ حَشَفَةُ ذَكَرْ حَشَفَةُ الذَّكَرْ فِي فَرْجِ الْأُنْثَى. When the head of the female private part is disappeared into or inserted into the female private part, then that is the time when fasting is invalidated, when it is obligatory upon both to take shower, even if there is no ejection of semen. They also, one need to avoid vomiting intentionally by putting his hand, finger into his throat, or by smelling a smell that he knows it causes vomiting. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Imam Ahmad, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من ذرعه القيء فليس عليه قضاء ومن استقاء عمدا فليقضي. He whomsoever, he or she whomsoever, vomiting is accidentally happened, then no qada, he doesn't need to make up the day. He just hold and continue with a condition not to swallow anything from the remaining of vomiting in the mouth. But the one who intentionally vomits, even if he doesn't swallow, his fasting is invalidated and he needs to make up the day. From the things that invalidate fasting is the discharge of blood of menses and blood of delivery, childbirth. And from the rulings of making up days, as a person does not throw off weakness of his body, whether because he or she are very old, or he is somebody who medically advised not to fast because his body is weak, and the doctor says that the trusted doctor says that he or she cannot fast. As if they fast, they may be in a major problem. Then that, like this person does not fast and feed a needy or poor person for each day they breakfast. These days which are to be made to feed poor people instead, this makeup can be for the whole month in one day, meaning he gathered 30 poor people and feed them at one time, or feed each day each needy, or even the same poor person every day he feeds him. But in this case the poor person must be Muslim. Makeup cannot be with kuffar. The person who is traveling can break fast even if he doesn't need. As in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu, who said, we were in trouble with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of us were fasting and some were not fasting, and no one blamed the other. If the person is ill with an illness that can be cured in some time, like some days or after a couple of months or like that, then this person can break fasting if needed, and then make up those days in other days. Making up these days which are not fasted in Ramadan, not necessarily to be in row, can be done any time, any day of the year, except days which are prohibited to fast, like days of Eid and Jum'ah. But Jum'ah, in this case, Jum'ah or Saturday or Friday can be, because it's not optional. From the rulings of fasting is that the woman who is in menses or in the running blood of delivery have to break. No choice. It's obligatory upon them to break fast. And if they fast, they are in sin. And they have to make up these days, not like prayer. They leave in these days, they don't make up them. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, that they were commanded at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fast or make up the fasting that they broke by because of menses and running blood of delivery. From the rulings of fasting or make up is what related to the pregnant woman and the one who is breastfeeding. And the brother saying that we prefer to take is the saying of Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abu Huraira, where they advise that the woman who is pregnant or breastfeeding, once they feel that they get weak or their children get weak, they can break fast and feed an needy for each day. From the ruling of fasting and makeup is the one that needs for breakfasting to rescue someone who is in need for that, like a person who's sinking in the sea or river or whatever it is. So he needs to eat, so get strong to go down and bring him up, or a person in a building that is burning, so the one who come to rescue him or them needs to break fast, he's allowed to, but he will make up those days. Merits of Ramadan. Fasting in Ramadan for the sake of Allah is a cause of forgiveness of all the sins before Ramadan or before the day that he fasts. Standing for prayer in Ramadan is not like standing in, for prayer in any other night. As standing for prayer in the nights of Ramadan for the sake of Allah will cause a forgiveness of all previous sins. Recitation of Quran during the month of Ramadan, as Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and recite Quran with him in every night of Ramadan. Giving out sadaqah in Ramadan is not like any other time, as he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be very generous, but in Ramadan he will be more generous and gives more sadaqah when Ramadan comes and Jibreel recite Quran with him. Umrah in Ramadan is not like Umrah in other months. Umrah in Ramadan is not even like the Umrah in the months of Dhul Hijjah, or the months of Hajj, sorry, or the Ashur al-Hurum, the months that fighting is forbidden in. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, saying Ramadan equals Hajj with me, meaning the reward of Hajj with them sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'tikaf in Ramadan is not like in other days or nights. I'tikaf is to stay in a masjid for a certain time, a duration of time. As in Ramadan, you do i'tikaf to adhere Laylatul Qadr, which if you and when Laylatul Qadr with good deeds done, all the previous sins will be forgiven, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim. From the good deeds in Ramadan and merits is giving people who are fasting food to breakfast with, will get you the same reward of them being fasting. And that means if you are fasting, you will have a reward of fasting of one day. And when you give something for others to eat with, to break their fasting with, so if there are two, you get 3 days in one day. If there are five, you get 6 days in one day. If there are 100, you get 101 in one day. These are the merits of fasting, and especially in Ramadan. Optional fasting. Mondays and Thursdays. As in the hadith reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha. Fasting 3 days from each month, and better to be 13th, 14th, and 15th. But if it is different days, like one day in the beginning, one day in the middle, one day in the end, it would also be okay. As Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, Mu'adha asked Aisha radiallahu anha, did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast in every month 3 days? Aisha responded saying yes. Then Mu'adha asked, from which part of the month he used to fast? She said he would never concern any day of the month he fast. From the optional fasting is fasting the 10 days or the beginning 9 days of the Hijjah, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه العشر, من هذه الأيام يعني العشر. قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no days the good deed is better in them than the 10 days of the Hijjah, than these days, meaning the beginning 10 days of the Hijjah. They said, Ya Rasulullah, nothing better than good deeds in these days, even jihad. He said, even jihad, except somebody who goes out to jihad with his wealth, himself, and never come back with anything, and he dies and his wealth is taken. From the optional fasting is fasting the day of Arafah, but not for people who are in Arafah for Hajj. And also fasting the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in Sahih Muslim on the church of Abu Qatada, radiallahu anhu, said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the fasting on the day of Arafah. He said it is a cause of forgiveness of the whole sins of the previous year and the coming and the remaining year. And then he was asked, what about Ashura, the day of Ashura? He said it is a cause of forgiveness of the last year, of the previous year. And it is better for the one who fasts Ashura to fast one day before or one day after. But not one day before and one day after. It is all one day after. To dispute himself from the Yahud. Who were found by the Prophet ﷺ in Medina fasting this day. So when the Prophet ﷺ asked them, they said, it is a day that Allah Ta'ala survived Musa and destroyed Fir'aun in it. So Musa fasted thanking as a thankfulness for Allah, and we fasted. The Prophet ﷺ then said, we have more right upon Musa than you, we the Muslims. And he fasted that year. But after that he said, if I am alive next year, I would add to it one day before or one day after. Or he said, I will fast the 9th, meaning add it to the 10th. Fasting during the days of Muharram, most of Muharram, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim in the Sirat of Abu Hurairah. Fasting most of the days of Sha'ban, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim in the Sirat of Aisha radiallahu anha. Fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim in the Sirat of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. And these 6 days, not necessarily to be in row, not necessarily to be right after the day of Eid, but can be in any day in the month of Shawwal, the month that follows Ramadan. So these are the rulings of fasting. We have clarified them and conclude them today. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who seek the knowledge for the sake of His and implement it as it pleases Him Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbih. And if there is anything to be clarified or any question, more than welcome to raise it right now. And tomorrow inshallah we're going to start talking about zakah and hajj next week, as we are going to talk about the story of hajj, how it began, and the innocent house, how it was built. And we may take some more days explaining that until we reach the explanation of Hajj of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the mistakes of Hajjaj today. May Allah make us able to do Hajj sincerely for Him this year. Wallahu A'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. Do you have to count the days you fast? I just fast. Allah count it, I think. Yeah, no problem. If you mean the optional fasting, you don't need to count. But those fastings that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned with number of days, like 3 days of a month, like 6 days of Shawwal, then you need to count. Except if you say that I will fast most of Shawwal, then perhaps you have adhered what is required. But if you mean fasting, the yani make up of the days that you you got to explain to us what kind of fasting that you did not count. What do you mean Ramadan? The month of Ramadan or the days that you missed in Ramadan? What years? I gave you two choices. Now the days you have missed, you have to count them. If you did not count them, then you have to think how many days you fasted. If, for example, you missed in Ramadan 7 days. After Ramadan you fasted a couple of days, but you don't know if it is 7 or 5. In this case we say it is 5, because 5 is confirmed number of days that you have fasted. 2 days, doubt. So doubt you throughout. So you need to make 2 other days. That is the way how you count the days that you miss, and you don't know how many days you did as a makeup. Wallahu a'lam.